Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for tuning in again. This is Hope for All Radio Show, and I'm your host, Riz, broadcasting to you live each and every night at 6:30 p.m. This is Delaware's only show that allows you to express yourself however you feel. You can just let it rip. All I ask is that you be respectful to one another once you're on the show. The call-in number is 323-642-1559, and the email address is mcassociates4all@gmail.com. So we're just going to jump right on into it. Hopefully everyone had a productive and a prosperous day today, and nothing major happened. And if it did, God is still God, and I pray that all will be well. As for me, my day was very productive, even though I was looking at the four walls all day because I had no choice. It was a productive day, so I'm good. My mouth just was running like it. Don't have no sense, like a motor, just running like a motor. And pushing paper, that's what happens when you're fighting for justice. You got a lot to do. That's one thing that they said. When you fight for justice or anything that you're fighting for, it's not easy because it takes time, your energy. It just takes a lot, even your funds. It takes time, energy, and money. So whenever you're doing something right, just know it's never, never, never easy. Life is not easy at all anyway. Well, you know I got to give you all the scoop. First, let me just jump into what the current events that have been going on in our world today. Donald Trump. You know I got to get on Donald Trump. The media, they let loose a bombshell today about Chris Christie and Donald Trump's son-in-law, Jared Kushner. Chris Christie was a prosecutor who prosecuted Donald Trump's son-in-law's father and sent him to jail. You know the man got a grudge now against Christie, and then Donald Trump already knew that, and he had him up in there. I think they wanted to humiliate Chris Christie by demoting him. I mean, because that's embarrassing. How you way up in there, and then all of a sudden, you're about to be demoted. You get demoted. They knew what they was doing from the jump. Everything was planned. That's one thing about Donald Trump. He's an actor. He loves to act. And when he be talking, oh, you better believe he be acting when he talking. Because he don't know nothing about these foreign policies or he don't know about politics whatsoever. That's a businessman. Business and politics is two different areas, two different sectors. So I'm not understanding what's going on. But he did make a promise. He said he was going to drain that swamp, and that's exactly what he's doing. He's firing people left and right, a whole new cabinet. Lord have mercy. Bless us all, bless us all. But I was definitely was wondering how Donald Trump's son-in-law got all that money. How in the world was he able to do what he did? But it was inherited because of his father going to jail. So it makes sense. Definitely makes sense. But at the same time, he got this man. That's a conflict of interest regardless. This is going to be a conflict of interest all the way around the board because Donald Trump is passing business off to his kids because he can still have say so in the business, even though he's not running it. He's been the head of his business for so long, and he has never said, "Okay, well, let me turn this. You run this business, and you run this business." He wants to do it all for himself. The man is selfish. That's selfishness. Straight up selfishness. I don't know what you want to call it, but that's what it is. Selfish. Now, Joe Biden, poor Joe Biden, I've been seeing him on and off on the news. We wouldn't have to worry about Donald Trump. Joe Biden has said, okay, I'm going to run. He would have won it, hands down. Joe Biden would have won the presidency, hands down. And he knows it because he said it already. He knows it. I mean, it's crazy. Oh, these protesters. I wonder what Joe Biden, I mean, Joe Biden. He could have just ran for the presidency. We wouldn't have to worry about neither one of these candidates, president-elect Trump or Clinton, or, yeah, Clinton. And he knows he could have won, too. He said it when he was talking to Smirconish on his show. That was just being selfish. Another selfish person today. Boy, boy. It's crazy. I mean, the way how the protesters are feeling is the same way that myself and Ms. Gilchrist's other client is feeling. And for those who don't know who Ms. Gilchrist is, Ms. Gilchrist is my former attorney who through retaliation from Governor Jack Markell confirmed her to be a commissioner in Kent County Family Court. Well, in Kent County Family Court, they got a big old mess going on because they have two attorneys and a bailiff, all the judges that were there since 2005, because I know they have some new judges, but the ones who were there from 2005 to present, and also the director of operations, Ms. Melissa Ziegler. All these people that I just named need to be held responsible for failing and neglecting to uphold the rule of law when it comes to reporting any type of sexual allegations within the court system. Now, the sexual allegation within the court is dealing with Mr. Harris I, who was the bailiff for Kent County Family Court for the past 20-something, maybe 30 years. When paperwork was filed in 2015, these judges recused themselves off of the case for the simple fact is they wanted nothing to do with the allegations of pornography on Mr. Harris's behalf. Now, I have been in family court since 2002 and been denied several times, of change of venue. But all of a sudden, they want to change the venue on their own when it comes to the nature of the case. When it comes to the nature of the case, they want to recuse themselves. They don't want to deal with it. That's how you know it's corruption, because all this other time, when I was going there since 2002, good, fine, good scale. 2016, the problem. Corruption at its best. But like I stated, as long as I'm here, I'm going to make sure you're well informed and you know what's going on and all that. I appreciate you listening. I'm going to go to the lines and just see if anyone has any comments or want to express yourself. Donald Trump, I know he's probably up in there some kind of way. Boy, oh boy. I'm just, to be honest, people, I mean, y'all probably like, she is steady on Trump. I'm just still, I guess, I don't know, overwhelmed. It's not even overwhelmed, just like, really? That's all I can say, really? I can't keep worried about him because it's going to be what it's going to be. I'm going to focus and continue to focus on Ms. Gretchen Gilchrist, Jack Markell, our governor of Delaware, Gretchen Gilchrist, commissioner, now commissioner at Kent County Family Court, because these people are not right. And then we got John Carney. John Carney just stepped into the presidency. He's another one that's not right. I'm going to continue to do what I got to do, knock on doors, call people. Somebody got to let me in and give me what I need. But it's crazy. And then with the election, definitely want to see, because I know certain people did not get reelected down here in Delaware. So I'm going to look into that for you and let you know. But I know Bruce Ennis is out. Thank the Lord Jesus. Whew. Don't nobody want to see that man no more. And plus, it was a young guy. He had a whole bunch of different friends and walks and back lives and different things like that. So, my question is there any attorney that has been listening online or on the social media sites that are knowledgeable of how can the governor be brought up on charges? Definitely need to know that. Sorry, guys. Y'all might have heard a police siren. It's going by. Nothing I can do about that one. So my apologies if you did hear it. Ooh, our protesters. My thoughts and my prayers are definitely with our protesters. Violence does not solve anything. Just to let you know, I mean, we got to be able to protest peacefully, with peace. So, I mean, our job as people is to encourage one another. Let me speak on that for a second, because I see a lot that goes on TV, and the question is, how do you bridge the gap of all these different people? Well, first of all, we can't have our president-elect sitting there tweeting foolishness. That's number one. He needs to get a grip on it. Definitely got to get a grip on it. I'm over it. Over it. And then he's sitting here making his cabinet list. I mean, Lord have mercy. That man, I don't know what the world. Just like Obama said, he's just dismantling stuff little by little. And that's exactly what's going down. I will definitely be looking at looking into Chris Christie and Jared Kushner's relationship, because how that went, that was definitely a setup. Shoot. Now, I heard on, I believe it was Fox News, that they were supposed to be still counting some votes. I'm like, wait a minute, still counting votes? Where are they still counting votes at? I'm not sure. Can hear me? I'm having technical difficulties on my end. So am I anyone who can hear me? I mean, the stuff that myself and Ms. Gilchrist have been going through, no one should have to go through it. I mean, they're just totally disrespectful, hang up on people. They just do it all, put it that way. They do it all. And I'm like, how in the world are you still have your job? Because they allowed her to do that. And not even that. If you're on the phone talking to them, they tend to say, oh, well, you're being loud or being disrespectful. So they're allowed to hang up on you. That's how it seems, because that's what they do. They don't like when they're getting quest challenged when it comes to what they're stating. But they have to understand, they're not stating, they're not helping when they're trying to block from what's trying to be done. Even like the governor, with his chief of staff. Anybody who has a chief of staff pretty much doesn't have to do anything, because they just pass it on to the chief of staff to do. Or, you know, they take their swap, their place, or whatever they do. Which is not cool. Not even that. These people that we elect and put in office, we should be able to still be able to talk to them, still be able to communicate with them. How are you really for the people and you do not speak to the people? Now, that doesn't make any sense, and that's exactly what has been going on. It's too much. Just too much. If only Joe Biden had ran to the presidency, we would have been in good shape, people. Good shape. Moving right along. That almighty dollar, don't mess with their livelihood and don't mess with their money. It's going to come for you. That's for sure. That's one thing I know. And you know what? I've been hearing a lot about different commentators coming on. Well, not the commentators, different guests of the commentators coming on, just stating their opinion when it comes to. I'm tired of hearing this lady, Miss Monday, Susan Monday. I heard her again today on the radio, pretty much talking smack about folk doctors. I mean, first of all, they're standing up for something. They don't want a president that everything that he talked about, it's not going anywhere. It's going to come to pass. It's going to take some time before it comes to pass. The man means what he said. He already draining the swamp out the Congress, out of Capitol Hill. I mean, so to Susan Monday, because they do not, I mean, they're upset. They're not, it's not about them being upset that Hillary lost or their candidate lost. No, it's not about that. It's about what they believe in, what their cause. They see what lies ahead in the president that we have, and it scares them. So what do you do when you're scared? You react. You do what you got to do, and they're standing up for their rights. They have a right to be heard. They have a right to express how they feel towards Trump's presidency. And then you got Trump tweeting away this morning, talking about some, I know who the finalists are. Like I said, the man he's been in show business for a very long time. That's what he likes to do. And this is another show for him. This is just what he needs. TV all day, every day. Donald Trump. The man's in heaven. Okay? He is in heaven.
y'all should have did, gave him less coverage when the president, when that camp, whatever you call it, when the debate was going on. Lord have mercy. If that man hit the big nail, it was big nail, bigger nail. What are your thoughts on the sanctuary cities with the immigration? You can dial in at 323-642-1559, or you can email me at mcassociatesforall@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you, because your feedback, your suggestions, your comments, they are duly noted, and they are greatly, greatly, greatly appreciated. So I thank you, I thank you. And once again, like I stated, I'm here to express myself. This is the means for me to express myself, since I was pretty much shut out everywhere I went to express myself about what was transpiring with my daughter. I mean, it's still a fight. I'm still going through it because, I mean, nobody wants to dodge my calls or hang up on me or whatever the case may be. So when I get a chance, when I get where I need to be, I will be making a visit to most of these people, because it's ridiculous. So I do have a flyer coming out soon that I'll be passing out. And a newsletter, pretty much, that just details with buying in Delaware and with all the corruption within the courthouse and the governor and his staff members. Donald Trump, I mean, he has all this money, and I have not heard of him doing anything for the community, just for the community, period. And it's like, okay, what do you do? It's just sad. He got too much not to be sitting there saying, okay, well, I'm going to help somebody else out. Somebody else that's in need. Nope. He want to ride from the poor. Just want to keep taking and keep taking. I tell you, the worst thing we can do is put a selfish man in the presidency, and that's exactly what we're doing, because that man is selfish as all our fools. And I think y'all know that already. Crooked and selfish. Selfish and crooked. Now, I know one thing for sure. Yesterday I said Christy folk, you know what I'm saying, like a fool, but I know he really feels like boo-boo the fool. For the simple fact is, he's telling me he thought he was going to stay in that position, knowing Kushner was Donald J. Trump's son-in-law. I don't think so. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think we had lost the connection for a second. I was saying, talking, but I was talking to myself, talking to the air as usual. Well, my show is winding down. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed the show. If you have any comments or suggestions, please email them to me at mcassociatesall@gmail.com. I greatly appreciate your feedback, and thanks to all those that are online. I see we have a broad online presence. Thank you, thank you, thank you for the listeners. I appreciate it. Keep tuning in. Tune in each and every night, 6:30 p.m., and this is Hope for All Radio Show. I will be signing off, and it was a pleasure to be in your living room, broadcasting live, speakers talking to you.